Divine Grace is the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Gauda Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Iskand Founder Choice Divine Grace Sri Prabhupada Ki Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nite Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Guru Vani Vachana Nira Vishnu Srimavari Vashchachare Siddhari Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this morning, a reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chapter 18,
verses 16 through 26, so 15 through 26. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So we're going to chant responsively text number 15, and I'll read the other verses, and there's a purport in 26, text 26, and we'll discuss. Tabe kaila aila prabhu sunana sarovra Tahan Govardhana Deki He Aila Viala
Tahan Govardhana Deki Aila
Viala Tabe Kala Aila Prabhu Sunana Sarovara
Tabe Kala Aila Prabhu Sunana Sarovara
Tahan Govardhana Deki Aila Viala Tabe kale aila prabhu sumana sarovara Tahan govardhana deki aila ha ila viala
Prabhu Sumana Sarovara
Tahan Govardhana Deki Aila Vihala
remainings, Tave, thereafter, Kaili, traveling, Aila, came, Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sumana Sarovara, to the lake known as Sumana, Taham, there, Govardhan, Govardhan Hill, Deki, Singh, Haila, Vivala, became overwhelmed. Translation. From Radhakund, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sumana Lake. When he saw Govardhan Hill from there, he was overwhelmed with joy. When the Lord saw Govardhan Hill, he immediately offered obeisances, falling down on the ground like a rod. He embraced one piece of rock from Govardhan Hill and became mad. Mad with ecstatic love, the Lord came to the village known as Govardhan. It was there that he saw the deity Haridev and offered his obeisances unto him. Haridev is an incarnation of Narayan, and his residence is on the western petal of the lotus of Mathura. Mad with ecstasy, mad with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance before the Haridev deity. Hearing of the Lord's wonderful activities, all the people came to see him. The people were astonished when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love and personal beauty. The priest who served the Haridev deity offered the Lord a good reception. At Brahmakunda, Bhattacharya cooked food, and the Lord, after taking his bath at Brahmakunda, accepted his lunch. That night, the Lord stayed at the temple of Haridev, and during the night, he began to reflect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, since I shall not at any time climb Govardhan Hill, how shall I be able to see Gopal Rai? Thinking in this way, the Lord remained silent, and Lord Gopal, knowing his contemplation, played a trick. Coming down from Govardhan Hill, Lord Gopal granted an interview to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was unwilling to climb the hill, thinking himself a devotee of Lord Krishna. Gopala stayed in a village called Anakuta Gram on Govardhan Hill. The villagers who lived in that village were mainly from Rajasthan. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The village named Anakuta Gram is referred to in Bhatni Ratnakara, Fifth Ways. Gopa Giti Bunjayena Kuta Apara E hetu anayo namase ivara anakuta stana e deke sri vasa e stana vasana hai kama vasa. It is here that the gopis and the gopas enjoyed wonderful pastimes with Sri Krishna. Therefore, this place is called Anayur. The Anakut ceremony was celebrated here. O Srinivasa, whoever sees this place has all his desires fulfilled. It is also stated that Kundera Nikata Deva Vida Kamana Eva Kodavahitma. Look at the dense forest near the Kund. It was there that Gopal was concealed. Also in the Stavamala 875. By Raghunatha Goswami states, Rajendra Vraya Pita Bhoga Uchayas Dritva Vihakayam Ayutka Parinadam Chalayam Vibhushe Yatana Kutana Aham Prabhade. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Nalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this morning I thought we'd go on a little parikrama of Govardhan of our own, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing here. So what we'll do is, I have some pictures of different places that are mentioned in these verses and purports. And I have this wonderful book by Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, which is Govardhan Hill, the hill that fulfills all desires. So he has some descriptions of these various places that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting. So we'll combine the photos and the readings from this book to give a fuller picture of what's being described by Krishnadas Kaviraj in these verses. But before we do that, I'd just like to say that, I'll start with a question. Has anybody ever wondered why Prabhupada included things in his purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita like this, the name of a railway station, and if you go 15 kilometers in this direction, you'll come to this village? And those references to railway stations and railway lines always kind of confused me. Why are they there? But when thinking about these verses for today, I had a thought that I'd like to share with you about that. And that is that by putting in those references to the railway lines, it gives us an opportunity to feel personally connected to the activities that went on in those places. After all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes were only 500 years ago, which is nothing in terms of time. Thinking back in history and examining history 500 years ago is common for high school kids. So feeling connected with 500 years ago is not so difficult. And considering the places on Govardhan Hill that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited that are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita today, we can feel very personally connected to the Lord's appearance and his activities. He went to a place, we can go to that very same place. That's quite amazing when you think Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Swayam Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sonum bonum, the shelter of everything in the material and spiritual creations. And he did certain things when he was here in this world a short time ago within the memory of everyone. And we can follow in his footsteps and do the same thing. And so that's the sort of living scripture that Chaitanya Charitamrita really presents to us. Of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is like that too. 5,000 years is not really stretching it too much in terms of human study of history and experience of history. And 5,000 years ago, Krishna came and he performed his activities, and they were recorded in Vrindavan. His grandson, Rajana, he established temples in different places where the Lord performed his activities. So even today, we can go to Govardhan, we can go anywhere in Vraja, to places where the Lord actually performed his activities. I mean, isn't that amazing? I mean, isn't it? I mean, it's not so removed from our daily experience, our daily life, that we can do that. And so we should do that. We should take the opportunity when it comes to visit the Holy Dham and go to the places where the Lord performed his pastimes, especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'm going to show you, as we go through the class today, some pictures. That's the first one up there. That are places that you can go to right today that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did perform his activities when he was here 500 years ago. So we can feel personally connected to these events of the Lord. So let's start our little parikrama of Govardhan. First verse of today's was text number 15, and it talks about, you recall from last Saturday when Dhruva Maharaj gave class, he had also some pictures, so I'm taking some inspiration from him. But he talked about the Lord at Radhakund, he's rediscovering Radhakund. So those of you who have been to Govardhan, you know that if you're at Radhakund and you start walking south toward Govardhan town, you pass Kusum Sarovara, and you pass the place where on your right-hand side, amazingly, it hasn't been developed like Vrindavan so much has been developed and paved over. But as you walk south from Radhakund, on the right-hand side, there's a forest area. And that forest area is where Govardhan first appears, comes out of the ground. So it's the first place you can actually see manifest before you, Govardhan Hill. And it's a nice, quiet forest area that you can go and have a very up-close darshan of the hill. And so that's described in this book. And I'll just read the description, so that you can all relish the same ecstasy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing. Okay, let's get there. There we are. So this is a place you can go. You see it up here. This is a place from which Lord Chaitanya had his first darshan of Govardhan Hill. And that's talked about in the verse here. When the Lord saw Govardhan Hill, text number 16, when the Lord saw Govardhan Hill, he immediately offered obeisances, falling down on the ground like a rod. He embraced one piece of rock from the Govardhan Hill and became mad. So that verse is quoted by Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj here, and he describes, return to the main road and continue for about 450 meters to Sant Nivas Ashram, and then turn onto a dirt road opposite the ashram. A little down that road you can see a few Govardhan Shilas rising out from the dust of Vrajamandala. Govardhan Hill is underground from Radhakund to this point. Lord Chaitanya began his parikrama from Manasi Ganga. Before that, he walked from Radhakund to Kusum Sarovara and then stopped overnight at Manasi Ganga. On the way from Kusum Sarovara, he saw the hill for the first time, and that is where Shilas first appear from the ground. It may well be that this is where this happened. And so this is one of the Shilas coming out, showing Shilas coming from Govardhan. And if you go to the next one, here's a painting of the description we find here where Lord Chaitanya embraced one of the stones that came from the hill and became mad. So you can see the Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy there. Now you can go there, but as we read, Lord Chaitanya didn't want to walk on the hill, so we want to walk on the hill. But from a short distance or close-up contact, you can see these Shilas have come up, and you can offer your obeisances there. Did we do two of these or one?
One?
Okay, so this is Lord Chaitanya embracing the stone. And so from there, we'll travel to, as described in the verses here, to the next slide. Mad with ecstasy, the Lord came to the village known as Govardhan, and it was there he saw the deity Haridev and offered his obeisances unto him. So up here you see the Haridev Mandir, and so we'll read a little bit about that. In Bhatni Ratnakar, Nahari Chakravarti Thakur quotes the Adi Varaha Purana. O mind, why do you lament after seeing Haridev, the deity of all the deities, who is seated on the western petal of the lotus of Raja and is the worshipful lord of Shiva? So you can see it's a little raised there. The Haridev temple is on top of a hill overlooking Manasi Ganga on the southern side. It appears to be on top of Govardhan Hill itself, but we know that Lord Chaitanya would not walk on the hill, and he visited and stayed in this temple. Haridev is a bas relief from form of Krishna holding the hill with the little finger of his left hand. The original deity is said to have been moved from here, and it seems that at present its whereabouts are unknown. If you go to the next one, you can see the deity in the temple. This is the Haridev deity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he said he's not there, he's missing.
The original deity.
Oh.
Just like many of the original deities in Vraja are no longer there, and they're replaced with others. But this is the place from which you begin your Govardhan Parikrama. Many devotees begin from Radha Kund, but traditionally at Haridev Mandir is where you go first, and then proceed on from there. So just a little bit more about this Haridev deity. You can give the next slide, it's a close-up. The gopis were feeling separation from Krishna when he left them during the spring rasa dance at Govardhan Hill, and they came here and appealed for his mercy. As they cried out, Harideva, Harideva, the Lord appeared before them in this form, holding the hill on the little finger of his left hand, and they became pacified. Bathing his lotus feet with their tears, they offered him flowers from around Manasi Ganga, and after that they would go there to worship him daily. Haridev is described by Chitra Devi, one of the most intimate of Srimati Radharani's Sakis, in Srila Rupa Goswami's Dankeda Kumudi, as the Lord who, quote, loves his devotees like a father. And so he makes reference here in his book to this same section of Chaitanya Charitamrita that we're reading. The experience of going inside this temple is like going inside the Radha Govinda temple in Vrindavan. You get high ceilings, high arching ceilings, sort of cool from the heat. If you go inside there on a hot day, the stone and the height of the ceiling give a cooling effect. And there's one doorway and then another doorway that you can have darshan the deity through in that way. So this is Haridev Mandir. Now it mentions here Manasi Ganga. So if you want to go to the next. Manasi Ganga is a fairly large lake, as you can see here, that's on the top of Govardhan Hill. As we mentioned before, Govardhan is just coming out of the ground, and as you go further south, then it comes more and more. But still, it's not so high. But then there's this large lake, which is on top of the hill. There's an interesting story connected with the appearance of Manasi Ganga that involves Krishna and the gopis. So I thought I'd read that. Once upon a time, when Krishna was herding the calves on the banks of the Yamuna River near Govardhan Hill, he killed the demon Vatsasura, who had assumed the form of a calf. Vatsasura wanted to sneak up on Krishna and Balaram and kill them, but as soon as he entered the herd, Krishna understood and informed Baladeva with a secret sign. They came up behind the demon, as if knowing nothing of his plan, and then Krishna grabbed him by the hind legs and spun him around so violently that the demon died simply by the centrifugal force. Krishna threw his dead body into a kapita tree, causing its fruits to fall, which delighted the cowherd boys, who then happily offered them to Krishna and Balaram. A little later, at Govardhan Hill, the Lord, feeling proud of his heroics, approached Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends to boast and impress them. "Just see how powerful I am. I am truly a heroic person. I killed another demon." To his surprise, Radharani was not impressed, but rather she became angry and stepped away from him, saying, "You killed a baby cow. That's terrible. How could you do that?" Krishna argued that Vatsasura was actually a demon, but simply assumed the guise of a calf, but Srimati Radharani would still not listen and entered into a mood of mom, or transcendental anger. "Whatever form he may have been in, he was a baby cow, and you killed him. You're contaminated by the sin of gohatya, killing a cow. Please do not come near us. We do not want to become contaminated by your sin." Krishna appealed to Srimati Radharani, "How can I become purified of this offense? Please be merciful and tell me." Srimati Radharani responded, "You have to take a bath in the holy Ganges River. There is no other way to atone for this sin." Krishna said, "But the Ganges is a long way to the north. How can I take bath there? Please be reasonable." Radharani, however, would not be pacified. She told Krishna, "That's your problem. You consider what to do." Krishna thought momentarily, and then a wonderful idea came to him. From his mind, he manifested the Ganges River flowing directly across Govardhan Hill and triumphantly told Radha, "See, here it is, the Ganges. Now I'll take my bath in it." But Radharani said to him, "What do you mean? How can you say this is the Ganges? The Ganges doesn't flow anywhere near here. It is just a trick." Krishna then called out, "Ganga Mayi, Ganga Mayi." To everyone's astonishment, Ganga Devi herself emerged from the waters of Manasi Ganga, riding on her vahana, or characteristic carrier, a mystic crocodile-like creature called Makara. When this happened, Srimati Radharani and all of her gopi friends were unable to say anything, and they all offered their respects to the great deity of the sacred river. Then the Lord and all the gopis took bath there and happily continued with their pastimes. In this way, Manasi Ganga got its name, the Ganges which came from Krishna's mind. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Gitavali Part 6 refers to Krishna as Manasa Gangara Dani, or the Lord who gave us the gift of Manasa Ganga. In those days, it was a major river, and according to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, it ran all the way into Govindakund at the southern end of Govardhan Hill. So those of you that know the side of Govardhan Hill, you know that Govindakund is quite a distance from Govardhan town. If you're doing the Parikrama walking, when you come to Govindakund, you feel like you've accomplished something because you're like halfway through or something. And Govardhan town is just near the beginning of your Parikrama. So that's Manasi Ganga that's mentioned in these verses and purports. Now there's one thing that I know several devotees do when they're doing their parikrama of Govardhan. I'm going to go to the next slide. When they're doing their Parikrama of Govardhan, or maybe when they finish their Parikrama of Govardhan, they go to this famous sweet shop.
Oh.
You can get sweet lassi or salty lassi there. Very nice. And dokla is a specialty. Also, many devotees, when they go there, they get a sweet preparation called Son Papri. It's a sort of famous place for getting the Son Papri and offer it to your deities. It's almost like if someone goes to Govardhan from here. And it's happened actually with Narayani Mataji. I've asked her in the past, you're going to Vrindavan, can you get some Son Papri for me? So she went to Govardhan and got the Son Papri and allowed me to offer it to my Govardhan Sheila. So there's a little description of this sweet shop because it's a good place to stop during your Parikrama. So there's a description here.
That's Sashtirgala.
Yeah, definitely. When we come to the T junction immediately after Rin Mochanakun, we turn right and head west toward the hill proper. On the left, about 400 meters on, is a police station, and opposite is the famous Giriraj Sweet Shop, a favorite place for devotees in need of snacks for the long parikrama. They cook without onions and garlic, and have some of the best dokla in the world. Their Son Papri is also world famous. So that's the sweet shop. As you go from this sweet shop, you're crossing right to left in front of the sweet shop. And then there's a T-junction, as it mentions here, where you turn down to go along the long eastern side of Govardhan Hill. Now, it mentions in the last verse that we read today, Anakut. Where are those verses? Although he's talking about Gopal, who came down from the hill by playing a trick, and said Gopal stayed in a village called Anakuta Gram on Govardhan Hill. And so Anakuta Gram, as explained in the purport, is where the Anakut ceremony took place. And there's a description of the Anakut ceremony. It also involves some lila that we can hear. If you go to the next picture, okay, this is a view in the verse we read here that it's a nice wooded area. Look at the dense forest near the Kund. It was there that Gopal was concealed. And so it's a very beautiful section of the hill where the Anakuta ceremony was held. And actually, the offerings were placed in this section of the hill. So the hill is rising up quite high at this point, maybe even to the highest point that it comes up to. And along there is where the villagers gathered and offered all the bhoga to this large form of Krishna that appeared there. So I just want to read that section here. It also includes a little of the lila that took place, the Anakut ceremony. Lord Krishna smiled happily upon seeing the amazing Anakut rivaling the peak of Mount Sumeru. Then suddenly, playful Krishna assumed a large, unprecedented form and stood on top of Govardhan Hill. Even though that form was physically separate from Krishna, still all the Brajavasis could understand that it was none different from him. That huge form was blackish, and his clothing looked more striking than a monsoon cloud in the evening. His jewelry and ornaments were more effulgent than the sun. Then Krishna, in front of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, called out to him. This is Krishna, not in the gigantic form, but Krishna with the residents of Vrindavan. He's the one that called out. O Lord, please tell us who you are. In a voice rumbling like thunder, that form of Govardhan replied, O devotees, please know that I am Govardhan Hill. When the Rajavasis heard this, they became a little disturbed, which caused a commotion. But Krishna then addressed them, please do not be in anxiety. Govardhan, who is the best of all mountains, has now appeared before you as this brilliantly effulgent person. Please look at him carefully. His mouth is like a deep cave, and his face looks as attractive as the full moon. Usually trees are the arms of the hill, but now he is showing two beautiful arms of his own, decorated with jeweled amulets, armlets. Usually he has hard rocks all over his body, but now he has taken a very sweet, soft form. Krishna then explained how this great form of Govardhan was enhancing the beautiful appearance of the hill they knew so well, and their hill was enchanting the beauty of the giant form. Quote, he is sitting on our Govardhan Hill, which has become like a throne of emeralds, and his teeth, which glitter like a long row of rubies, appear to be a crown on our hill. So even Krishna is making them feel personally connected to the Govardhan. The saffron color of the minerals on our hill gives a nice hue to the lips of this giant form. He has manifested this way to reciprocate with your love and devotion. Let us bow down to him and offer him our respects. Sweetly smiling, Krishna bowed down before the giant form, offering respects to himself, and Balaram did too. With astonished heart, the Vrajavasis also offered obeisances and called out, Namo, Namo, Namo. Being overwhelmed with affection, they glanced ecstatically. By joyfully worshipping Govardhan Hill, the Vrajavasis realized that Govardhan is a person. So do you want to hear about how much he ate then?
Sure.
After saying this, Govardhan ate 10 million adakas, about 1.5 tons. So I'm not sure whether this means he ate 1.5 tons or whether each adaka was 1.5 tons. But anyway, it was a lot. From each of the food peaks, he ate a mouthful. Then, drinking all the mild yogurt and ghee from the lakes, ponds, and rivers, he emptied them all. He stretched out his hands to take the food placed before him, and immediately all the food came to him from all sides, just as sparrows come flying when they see grains. Placing vegetables in the middle, he devoured the piles of rice with his right hand, and mocked Indra by wiggling the tip of his index finger of his left hand. With his hands, he quickly consumed large quantities of food in seconds. All directions became filled with his hands extending and retrieving. The people of Braja were able to see this, and then suddenly all the foodstuffs were gone, even though they had been so abundant that they were uncountable. However, then an extraordinary thing happened. Even though that gigantic form of the Lord had consumed the vast number of food preparations placed before him, still he seemed not fully satisfied. In a loud voice, he called out, Anayor, 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 give me more, give me more, give me more food. So So this village, there's a village in this side of Govardhan Hill called Anayur, in remembrance of this pastime with the Lord calling out to receive more. So does anybody know how he was finally satisfied? The Lord was finally satisfied?
I heard Tulsi was.
Yes, Tulsi. Who gave it, do you know? According to this account, just then Lord Balaram, the crest jeweler of the intelligent, took a single Tulsi leaf, climbed to the top of the hill, and offered it to the gigantic form of Krishna. The Lord took the leaf, sucked it in his mouth, and became completely satisfied. You always have to offer it in Tulsi leaf, otherwise the Lord won't be satisfied. So those are some personal places we can explore on Govardhan Hill, these different villages. There's one village that I went to with Chaturatma that you can go right up to the hill. This is when the hill is quite high. You can go right up to the side of the hill and offer your obeisances. The Prakram path goes right along it, right along the side of the hill. But of course, we want to be careful not to step on the hill. One of the things you see, and that devotees do, particularly on this side where the Anakuta ceremony was performed, is little constructions of the shilas. They take the shilas and they make them in the shape of a little house. And that way they pray that they'll always have a residence near Govardhan, as Raghunath Das Goswami prays. That he may always be granted a residence near Govardhan. So they make these little houses like that. I think I've done that maybe once or twice in visiting Govardhan here. But these are places of the Lord's pastimes. It took place 5,000 years ago. They're places that the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited 500 years ago. And they're places that we, following their footsteps, can visit even today. So, any questions, comments, reflections? Yes, Ramanya?
Yeah, Srila Prabhupada describes the worshiping of Govardhan Srila is a Tatmos deity worship and offer 8 manjaris a day. Probably the 8 gopis.
Is that representing the 8 gopis?
Chaitanya Chaitamrita.
Oh, okay. If any of you care to see, yesterday when I was looking at this book, I opened it to one page. And then I saw there, to my surprise, the Govardhan Shila that I worship every day. This Shila came to us through one of the Goswamis at Uddhavakund and used to be on the altar there. And in this book, there happened to be an old picture from that temple that showed the altar, and lo and behold, the Shiva that I worship every day is there. So if you wanted to see it, it's here in the book.
Or you can come. How long ago was that? How long ago did you get it?
How long?
9 years.
9 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, the other Govardhan Shiva, Krishna Shiva, it's been 28, 30 years.
Yeah. But,
I have one question.
Yes.
I mean, it's an old question, it's floating around for decades. So on one hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Govardhan Shila and Kunja garland to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri used to bathe with his tears, that Govardhan Shila. So in that sense, it's a worshipable object only as a supreme god. But at the same time, Mahaprabhu also displayed the mood of Braja Gopis, who quoted the glorification of Govardhan as Hanta Adri Avala Haridasa Varja Jat Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. That verse says that this is Haridas, servant of the Lord. Oh, not servant, the greatest.
Right, well, you bring up, as you say, it's an old question.
Yeah, it's old, but it's very tasty, but I want to hear from you, Daniel, because I never heard from you.
Well, I worship Govardhan, my Govardhan Srila, as Krishna, not as the best devotee of Krishna.
You worship?
I worship. Now, I feel that I have authorized worship in worshiping Shiva as Krishna. But as you mentioned, there are other, how to term it, there are other views to go down. And that is that he's Haridasa Varya, the best of the devotees. So they worship him as the best of the devotees, not as the Supreme Lord himself. And so, in trying to reconcile these things, I came to the conclusion that there's no need to reconcile them.
Mm-hmm.
Both can be done.
Talk to them. They're asking questions. You can click on it.
Yes. Go ahead.
You want the internet also get halfway?
Yeah. I remember asking this question in one of the retreats when I was at the Govardhan retreat. I had asked actually Mahanidhi Maharaj. So he said that his response was that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the Shila and the Gunjamala to Raghunath Das Goswami, he specifically said to worship him as the Supreme Lord Krishna. He gave specific instruction. And then he mentioned, as we know, Haridasa Varya. He said that we have different bhava that we may worship. He said Raghunath Das Goswami, we see that in his prayers at different times he'll mention him as Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then in other prayers he'll mention him as Haridasa Varya. He says, so these are, it's just bhava that one may have. So I personally felt very satisfied with that answer, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you may have different bhava, or same person may have a different bhava at different times.
But my brain doesn't work that way. The master submitting himself to the servant, or servant is object of worship, or master is object of worship?
Well, Lord Chaitanya, he is three in one. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself.
Yes.
Lord Chaitanya is Radharani's emotions, you know. Lord Chaitanya is a devotee. So he is three in one.
That's true. That's a good one. Thank you.
So this is from Madhava?
Yeah.
Devotees who have surrendered to the ISKCON movement, who don't have resources to travel to the holy places of India, are sure that they can see the Dham that they are serving in as good as Vrindavan. What is your view of this? Can a person who is not very advanced see this? Or is this vision for only for the Mahabhagavatas? Well, the temple is not The temple is not some mundane place. Temple is as good as a holy place. What is that verse? Tirtha Tirthani Kurvanti. Saintly person goes and they create holy places by their presence. And so Prabhupada came to the West. He established so many temples. He sent out others to establish temples. He established his ISKCON society, not to establish some mundane place, but a place that service to Krishna can be rendered. And especially a temple like this here, if you look around, how beautiful it is. It's like Vrindavan. The green trees, grass. Most of our temples are in the cities. But we have the opportunity to experience Vrindavan just here. It's a matter of our consciousness in doing that. And that's how we should be trained, not that this place is bad and that place is separate. It's a different thing. But they're the same. Prabhupada said new Vrindavan. He specifically gave new Vrindavan, old Vrindavan. They're the same. That's my view, at least.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I have a question about the location of the Rasalila. Are there different locations for the Rasalila? Because you know they have the area in Vrindavan that's all gated. You can't go in it at night.
Sevakunj.
But wasn't Rasalila on the bank of the Yamuna? And the Govardhan was very large, right? Much larger than it is now. It keeps decreasing in size.
Yeah, well, there are places. Two were mentioned there. You mentioned Sevakunj in the verses we read today. It mentions the spring Rasa dance, which is at Govardhan Hill.
Okay.
So, yeah, different places.
Thank you.
Kilananda says, did Srila Prabhupada ever lead the devotees around Govardhan Hill? Well, we know the famous pastime of Prabhupada's disappearance time, where he wanted to go on Govardhan Parikrama. He wanted the devotees to take them on Govardhan Parikrama. I think to that point in time, in ISKCON, doing Govardhan Parikrama wasn't as popular and as big as it is now. But Prabhupada's desire to want to go, and of course there's a whole leela there, whether to take him or not take him and fulfill his desire, or it was too dangerous. So there's a situation where, is there a correct answer? Probably not, but the correct answer is the feelings of love that the whole situation evoked on all sides. Love for Prabhupada. So. So we'll end there. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Yeah, Prabhupada. Govardhan.